At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Keep God first, and you will lack for nothing. Let Him rearrange your priorities, and He will rearrange your life. Change starts from the heart. And God is interested in the heart, not in your looks or how much you're giving. Give God the throne to your heart, and He will change your desires and enable you to be truly satisfied in Him. Take a moment to think about what's important. In the grand scheme of things, everything on this earth is temporary and fleeting. None of it will last, but God's kingdom will never end. For that reason, He is the only one worthy of our devotion. He is the only one we should be focused on. No matter what everyone else is doing, keep God first. No matter what season of life you're in, keep God first. Because the treasures of this earth are passing away. All of our earthly pursuits will let us down in the end. So store up your treasure in heaven, where nothing can be destroyed. Jesus said, "Seek first the kingdom of God, and the rest will be added to you." He will provide for your every need.
Faith is your perspective. One of the most common phrases we hear today is walk by faith and not by sight. Walk by faith, not by sight. This actually means I, by myself, am blind, and faith is my vision. Faith is your perspective. I once was blind, but now I see. That's faith. Not my will, but thy will. Faith. Letting go and letting God. That's faith. Casting your burdens onto Jesus. Releasing your doubts, your insecurities, your worries, troubles, and situations to God. That's faith. Spiritual conviction rather than proof. That's faith. The assurance of things hoped for with the conviction of things not seen. Faith is your belief. You see, the secret to faith comes in the release. When you decide to keep holding on to your problems, holding on to your worries, your fears, and frustrations, then God cannot intervene. How can He touch your situation when you're holding on to it? How can God intervene when you are taking ownership of it all? So release it. Releasing all those things means releasing your faith. That's what it takes to be more than a conqueror. That's what is necessary. Handing it over to God. That's why Jesus said, "Not my will, but thy will."
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
That means releasing all fear, all anxiety, all worry, all stress, and saying, "God, here it is. You deal with it. I can't handle it, but God, you can." Release it, turn it over to God. When you reach the point where you say, "I can't fix this, I can't move this, but God, you can," that's faith. Now listen to this carefully. Faith is the only time you are allowed to quit. quit on trying to do it all. Tell God about it and leave it to Him. Your reality is created through your faith. Abraham had faith. He was called to willingly sacrifice his only son because he had faith that God would provide. The woman with an issue of blood released her problem and had faith after trying everything she knew. After trying all the medical practices available, she had faith. So even now, in this moment, have faith. Believe, even now. Despite what life looks like in this moment, have faith. Even now, believe that God will intervene with your family, your son, your daughter, your marriage, your finances, your job. Even now, healing is yours. Peace is yours.
Remember who you are, saints of God. The devil is busy and wants to eliminate you however he can. It is so easy to fall into the trap of negativity and toxic experiences. It's all around us every day, from the songs we hear on the radio to the evil things that come on television. It infiltrates our home, work, and ears, sometimes before we can even catch it. It latches onto us like a parasite, sucking the very essence of God's glory from us. It can make you feel sick, depressed, or even angry. Pay attention to what is taking up space in your life and causing toxic vibes. If it is negative, we must rid ourselves of it. Our Father wants us to be at peace and fulfill our purpose for His kingdom. He wants us to be a cheerful people. The Bible says in John 14, verse 27, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." We cannot be at peace when we allow negativity to block our destiny. Sometimes we have to cut stuff off. So know when to walk away, saints of God. Cast your cares upon the Lord and He will take care of you. He will provide new relationships, finances, that job, friends, or whatever it is that you need. Trust His word and stand in faith, knowing that you cut down those toxic weeds of negativity before they had a chance to choke out God's plan for your life.
We all have our flaws, but rather than beat yourself up about your imperfections, your weaknesses, your shortcomings, I want you to see yourself through the eyes of God. God sees you and considers you to be precious, so precious that He sent His Son to provide the way for you to get back to where you belong, which is in right standing and sweet fellowship with Him. God sees you not only as what you are, but as what you are becoming. The command is to walk or live by what God has to say about you, not by the opinions of man. In Jesus, you should see yourself living free of guilt and shame from the enemy, free from condemnation. In Jesus, you should see yourself living free from confusion, anger, and fear, but instead live in peace with boldness and self-control. See yourself healed and restored. And for anyone struggling to see themselves through the eyes of the Lord, take Jesus to the place your heart was broken. Take Him to the place where you were hurt. Take Him to that place where you heard the stinging criticism that cut you to the core. Because the Bible says He makes the brokenhearted well and puts oil on their wounds. There's no pit so deep that God can't lift you out of it and dust you off. There's nothing so dark that God's light can't shine into.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.